I'd like to call the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen meeting to order. It is now 8:05, Thursday, June 12th, 2025. Can you please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Arthur Newberg.
Here.
Amy Pettinici.
Present.
Sarah Vadomski.
Here.
Jessica Berrios Perez.
Here.
George Kurtica. Ronald Sill. David Chavarella.
Here.
Robin Falcioni Smith. Robert Heider.
Here.
Okay, the record should reflect that we have 9 members present. You have a quorum, Mr. Mayor.
Nice. Okay. Number 4, additions, deletions, corrections, adoption of the agenda. There's none. Number 5, public portion. Anybody from the public like to speak? Please stand up, hit the button, and your name and address, and then you're good to go. You're good. Yep.
Hi there. I'm Lisa Braley from 7 Grandview Boulevard. I am here to introduce the concept of reviving the Derby Ansonia Beltline Trolley Trail. The Beltline Trolley Trail was a 4.1-mile loop where the trolley used to run in the late 1800s, early 1900s. And that there's the 4.1-mile loop is just one portion of it. In 2009, that was made into a walking trail in conjunction with the Derby and Ansonia Rotary Clubs. A stencil was made and has been put down along the trail. So there are several stencils, mostly visible along Derby Avenue near Ron's house. And at least one is still visible along Elizabeth Street. And so those are all worn out. The stencil still exists and was with the Department of Public Works. And so the idea is to put down the stencils as a marker of the historical significance of that beltline and as a potential walkway. So it would be like following the trolleys, would be like following the Freedom Trail in Boston, to follow the trolleys. And that could be either a walk that one would take with a guide, or with like an educational pamphlet following that. So my proposal is to redo those stencils along the entire route. It would require both Derby and Ansonia to approve. I did put down 4 stencils due to a misunderstanding. So there's 4 stencils done. This is an image. So that's a stencil that was done on the sidewalk over near near Home Depot. And the idea would be to do them all along the route. The original deal in 2009 was to, and this was with Jack Walsh, that those would be a 10th of a mile apart, which puts them in sort of awkward places. Wherever a 10th of a mile is somewhere. And so my thought process is to actually space them not at exactly 0.1 miles, but on corners, the middle of a block where there's a turn. If it's a straightaway, don't have as many because you're just walking that way. And my perception of them is that they are attractive, nicely done. The stencil was beautifully made. I'm using the same stencil from 2009, or would be using. And that they would be actually of interest to people that say in a business, what is that? Why is that there? And you, oh, look, there's another one, and that you could follow that. So my proposal would be to not put them at 0.1 mile intervals, but maybe to actually mark the 0.1 miles with, yeah, just like on the Greenway, with actual numbers saying 0.1, 0.2, 0.3 throughout, unless it fell in a roadway, in which case in this proposal that I had submitted, that I've given to a couple people, I had said maybe I would mark them in the roadway. My thought process would actually be if the 10th of a mile fell in a roadway, I would just skip it, jump from 0.2 to 0.4. So no, do nothing on the roads. I learned from doing the stencils that I did, you know, illicitly, that they look beautiful on brand new sidewalk that's smooth and gorgeous. Modern sidewalks look great. Older sidewalks are more pebbly, so the stencils don't land as nicely on them. But I think in the downtown, I would encourage the perception of these to be that it's actually an aesthetic enhancement rather than something that would be detracting from the beauty of our new sidewalk. It would be something that could be maintained in a few years. The ones that are from 2009 and therefore, how old is that now? 16 years, don't look great. You know, they're pretty worn out. So for it to be something that would last, it would be something that would definitely need an every 4 or 5 years renewal. And that's so that it would, like I said, I would require approval from the Board of Aldermen here and also from Ansonia. I have initiated the conversation, but I haven't presented it over there. We could just do our part of it. But that's my proposal. Is to do that. And the last thing that I would say is that I did do this walk with a group of people on Sunday as part of Derby's 350th celebration and in conjunction with Connecticut Trails Day as part of the Connecticut Forest and Park Association. I led a walk with 12 people on it. Through that, most of them were not from Derby. Some of them were. And we had a very, very nice time following the trail itself and talking about Derby history. And as I said, I would envision perhaps having a paper that people could print out, a PDF of information as you follow the walk. You know, if you stand on the trolley next to the green and here's the Opera House, this is who owned it, this is who Harcourt Wood is, et cetera, as you walk through it. Any questions?
You probably said this, but what color were they going to be?
Original ones were white and were supposed to have either red letters saying Derby Beltline in Derby and blue letters saying Ansonia Beltline in Ansonia. I was planning to make them perhaps different colors. So on this lovely whitish sidewalk, I did charcoal, as in the picture that was, so a charcoal trolley with red letters, which I thought actually came out really well. The charcoal color would not work on darker pavement, so maybe those would be white. So the idea would be to have maybe colors that would be appropriate to the background sidewalk.
Do you already put some down?
Yes, I put some down, Don, because I've believed that I had permission. So there's four that are between the corner by Route 8 and all along the block. There's so one is at the far corner and three are in the block right along Home Depot. In the corner, in the middle, and at the corner. Yes, as I would strongly encourage. I think a corner, middle corner is a really nice way to do it, and perhaps to focus on putting them in front of businesses that like the idea, making sure there's one outside City Hall. I'm perfectly open to space them out more, but I would encourage a more denser spacing through town, viewing them as actually something where you could spot the next one. Let's follow it and rather than having them a tenth of a mile apart and really hard to find the next one. That's all I have.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Right. Anybody else from the public like to speak? Come on up, sir. State your name and address for the record.
My name is Theodore Anglice. I live at 37 Bank Street in Derby. I'm here to ask questions about our new police department. I haven't seen any information. They were supposed to hire two new officers and they want a raise. And I think everything's a little on the ridiculous side. 32 officers getting paid 40 hours a week is 1,280 hours a week. How do you get overtime? Anybody know? Right now, he's looking for a raise of $229,000. It'll be $5,200,000 229,032 officers will be getting $163,000 a week. Don't you think that's a little steep? And then 32 officers to cover 4 acres, 4 miles square, 8 hours for each mile. We're overstaffed. And I just like to know if something's going to be done about it. And another thing, when the patrol cars are out, we only need one on each side of town. A patrol car in East Derby at 20 miles an hour in 8 hours could cover 160 miles. So how many patrol cars do we have? And some of them take them home. That's another thing I don't think should be done. And if people had to pay for police department, 12,000 people had to pay for this police department, you know what it would cost everybody? $435 a piece. If you had 5 kids, it's $2,000. So where would that come out of your taxes? I mean, I just can't understand why how we're doing all this. I read years ago that the police department was supposed to go by population or high density crime or whatever it is. It was 2 officers per 1,000. So if we only got 10 or 12,000 people in Derby, we only need 20 or 22 officers. We're not going to need 34. So, I mean, I that's all I have to say about it. If I'd like to know if something's going to be done about it. Because I just think it's ridiculous, that money. They're getting paid as much as state troopers. The state troopers just got a raise. A state trooper in the state of Connecticut is making $184,000 a year. The lady said the right thing, that her husband got killed on a highway. They didn't need it. And he broke the law himself. When you're an officer, the rule was set that you go on the passenger side of the car. And he was on the other side. All right, I feel sorry for him. But his wife said they didn't need the overtime. And there should be no overtime. There should be no overtime in any police department, because I just showed you right up front, we are paying for 1,280 hours. And if he hired 2 new cops, it'd be another 80 hours on top of that. It'd be 1,300 hours a week right off the bat being paid. How do you get overtime? There's no way. Well, anybody could give me an answer?
So this is public portion, so you have a right to...
Huh?
This is public portion. You have a right to come here and talk to us. If it's not a question-answer period, but if you want to call my office tomorrow or Monday, I would be happy to talk to you.
I mean, a lot of things here are getting out of hand in Derby. I mean, I've lived here a long time. And I mean, there's a lot of bull going on. It's just like with the oil spill. The three troopers that come down here, he made a fool out of himself. And then Tracy could back me up, and people would stand in front of the church. The trooper come down. You know what he did? Absolutely nothing. He comes down, he pulls in, he goes over, shakes hands with Tracy, and talks a little. You know, I'll give you 3 guesses where he went next. The canteen service, got himself a sandwich or a donut, leaned against his car, looked for a barrel, threw it in, got in his car and left. What did he come down for? They're a glorified country club. We don't need 1,300 in the state of Connecticut for 169 towns. And nobody does nothing about it. Nobody cares. That's why nothing's done. I could go on and on, but I'm not gonna. But I'd like to know if something could be done. I mean, we're overpaying. We don't need 8 officers for every square mile. All right. Well, I'll have to come and visit you or something.
Yes, sir.
And well, another thing I'm not going to go into it is the sewer system, because I battled that till I was blue in the face, and I never got anywhere. I'm paying $800 for a sewer fee for five people. I don't use 1,000 gallons worth of water. Nobody does nothing. I'm going to find out, though, because I know where a lot of the stuff goes now. I got in touch with a lot of people. And I'm just gonna find out about a lot of stuff down there, where it went, what it did, and everything else. I used to go to all the meetings. I argued with, I called Lindsey King a liar one time and everything else, and he knows why I did it. He puts down $150,000 in his budget for dumpsters, and he used to take 44 days to fill one dumpster. So how many could he use in a year? 15, 20? He was putting down $150,000. There were $500 a dumpster. He's gone now, but I don't know what happened there either. Did he get fired or what? I have no idea. I have no way to find out anything unless they come here. All right, thank you.
Yep, call my office. Anybody else in the public like to speak?
Hi, Frederick Pekroski, 216 Derby Avenue, Derby, Connecticut. I talked with Mark Garofalo, our clerk, the other day, and about Elizabeth Street. And this past Sunday, I sent him a video clip as I was right here by City Hall, where Elizabeth Street is one way. Some moron came barreling up Elizabeth Street. Fortunately, I turned and avoided him. Or her, doesn't matter. But basically, and as I was going further down Elizabeth Street, I caught in my, when I was looking at my video, another idiot was going to take a left from Route 34 eastbound up Elizabeth Street. But fortunately, they did not. I got a little bit ticked, so I investigated, and I found that there's a do not enter sign, there's a one-way sign, and the lights on 34, green arrows, straight. So why are people taking the left or the right and going up Elizabeth Street? It's dangerous. And, you know, maybe they've got old GPSs, because I ran my GPS that's built into the car, and it said take the left up Elizabeth Street when I was coming here from Shelton. My Verizon, on the other hand, told me to go up Olivia Street, take a right, and then take a left or a right onto Elizabeth Street. But having an old GPS with invalid data is still no excuse. So we're going to need a little more signage. And, you know, talking with you, Mark, after I got done, I thought of another idea. Why don't we put in a speed hump that stops people from barreling down from Elizabeth Street going onto Main Street? And that speed bump also maybe have like a little bit of a 2-inch wall or even a 1-inch wall to create a bump to let people know you're not supposed to go up Elizabeth Street. You know, it's down, it's south. You know, Minerva Street is our northbound street from here.
Spikes.
Oh. But, you know, something needs to be done. Otherwise, I might hang some signs a little bit up the street saying, hey, moron, if you can read this, you're going the wrong way. But, you know, I mean, you know, this is not the first time it happened to me. It happened before during the construction. But this guy was actually graceful and hit his brakes rather than try and swerve around me. So this is a dangerous situation. We might need a little more signage that says wrong way, maybe a little further up the street or something like that. But this guy was fast. And, of course, doesn't have a front license plate. So, you know, we can't do anything about it. But like I said, this is a very dangerous situation that needs to be addressed before somebody gets killed. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else in the public like to speak?
Thomas Biggs, 41 Bellevue Drive. I'm also the fire chief here in Derby. Two things quickly. I driving down Derby Avenue in front of the church in the Big Acids, the street is marked out. I've talked to Sean Wheeler at Public Works, and I've talked to a few other people, and no one can seem to get an answer as to when they're going to dig up the street. And it's pretty important to us to be able to get the fire truck out. So I don't know if, I mean, I could talk to you tomorrow if I have to, but I just want to put it on someone's radar that that looks like it's going to be dug up at some point. And if someone could just let us know when they find out, so we know.
My chief of staff is writing it down now, and she'll take care of it first thing tomorrow.
And on the agenda, there's an item for the fire marshal. I know there's no action tonight, but I just want to voice how important it is. We've had no fire marshal here in the city of Derby since January 30th. Thankfully, we haven't had any major incidents where we necessarily needed one right away. We do have coverage from Shelton and Ansonia, but it is pretty important for plan reviews, building inspections and stuff here in Derby that we actually have a full-time fire marshal instead of just an interim fire marshal and Fire Marshal Tardy right now. So I just want to voice how important I think that is that we act on that sooner than later. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else on the public like to speak? Anybody else on the public?
Speak during the item about those stencils on the sidewalk, or do you want to speak now?
Corporation Council?
I'll speak now. But
so, Mark Raffalo, Town Clerk, 95 Academy Hill Road. Regarding these stencils, you have a proposal before you, so that encourage you to consider it. However, I would say it's not in order. It's not in a place to be adopted tonight. And I heard a whole bunch of variables and things like that. And I would just encourage you, based on our prior experience in adopting things without specific parameters, based on whatever it is you want. So I would just, if it's going to be, we can put together something based on your input or send it to committee or whatever your preference is. But at a minimum, it needs to be under the supervision of some department head. It should be done in a way that whatever you decide, but it should be done in a way that maintains the parameters of what is actually approved. So that's your consideration, but, there's brand new sidewalks out here, so that's just something for you to consider.
Thank you. Anybody else on the public like to speak? Anybody else on the public like to speak? Third and final time, anybody else on the public like to speak? Hearing none, public portion is now closed. 6, approval of minutes, no action. 6-2. Refund of taxes, move to approve monthly tax refunds in the amount of $10,876.22, dated June 6, 2025. Is there a motion? Made by Ron, is there a second?
Second, Sarah.
Second by Sarah. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. 6.3, appointments to boards and commissions. 6.3.1, Planning and Zoning Commission. Move to approve the appointment of Anello D. Malerba III as a regular member of the Planning and Zoning Commission to fill the vacancy created by the resignation of William Harris, effective immediately, for the term that ends on February 28th, 2029. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Made by George. Is there a second?
Second, Sarah.
Second by Sarah. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. 6.3.2, requests for waiver of Section 13 of the City Charter for Jen DeRoche. Move to waive Section 13 of the City Charter to allow Jennifer DeRoche to serve as a member of the Board of Apportionment and Taxation until the expiration of her current term on December 6, 2025, and as a clerical clerk in the Town Clerk's Office. Do I have a motion?
Mm-hmm.
Made by Ron, is there a second? Second by Rob. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 7, committee reports and recommendations. No action from all three. 8, new business. 8.1, 2025 tax suspense list. Move to approve the 2025 tax collector suspense list as recommended by the tax collector Jody Enriquez. In the following amounts: personal property, $42,121.84. motor vehicle and supplemental motor vehicle, $305,415.28. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Made by George. Is there a second? Second, Amy. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 8.2, resolution, supplemental motor vehicle tax bill collection due dates. Move to adopt a resolution entitled Supplemental Motor Vehicle Tax Bill Collection Due Dates, dated June 12th, 2025, to set the due dates of supplemental motor vehicle tax bills pursuant to Connecticut Public Act 24-208. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Made by George. Is there a second?
Second, Sarah.
Second, Sarah. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. 8.3, use of the Derby Riverwalk Greenway Trail by BH Care, on Thursday, June 26, 2025. Move to approve the use of the Derby Riverwalk Greenway Trail by BH Care on Thursday, June 28, 2025, from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. for a timed race, provided that they submit a certificate of insurance. Is there a motion? Made by Rob. Is there a second? Second, Ron. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. 8.4, resolution, personal service agreement with the state of Connecticut. Discussion and possible action. Roger on. Roger, are you on?
Yeah, sure. Just very quickly, we applied for a grant to the state Environmental Department, DEEP, and we were awarded the grant, $156,000, and they've drawing up the contract. As part of the contract, they need a couple of documents from the city. One is a certificate of insurance, which we have from Brian, proof that we own a part of O'Sullivan's Island, and the resolution on their standard letterhead, on our letterhead, which includes a personal services agreement, which they sent us. And we're asking basically for the mayor's approval to sign the resolution and send it back and get the grant.
Good. It's on. Oh, there you go.
If I may, the proof of ownership, we actually ordered a title search to show that the city owns it. We do not have the results of that search as of this time.
It's okay. I mean, you can send it back. We don't get the contract until we send it back. So whenever you're ready.
True.
Can we vote pending? Do you want to table it, or do we can vote pending? Title search comes back. What would you prefer to do?
Well, I would prefer to have it tabled so I can review the personal services agreement.
Make a motion to table.
All right. Motion to table by Rob.
Second, Sarah.
Second, Sarah. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. 8.5, request from Lisa Braley to spray paint sidewalks along Beltline trolley route in Derby. Discussion possible. Possible action. We've heard from her. Anybody have any other questions, or does anybody want to make a motion?
I love the idea, but Mark says maybe we need some direction for you to work with within the city, whether it would be a public works director or.
You want to have my.
Yeah, like Mark said, to hook you up with a. Someone from the city to help direct you and be a liaison and, you know, assist you. I don't know how the board feels, but that's just one. But to the mayor, chair.
Good.
I would suggest that maybe it would be a good idea for me to actually submit locations to to show these are the 20 that would show up through Great. Downtown and where I would be planning on putting other ones. You know, how many should go along Derby Avenue, how many are appropriate in a block, and maybe the color.
Great.
You know, does it make sense? But that might be a good idea to submit. I'm not sure whether I personally think it makes any difference if I have somebody from, if I'm wasting the time of somebody from DPW to assist me. But if that is what is desired, that would be fine. I can handle the spray paint can. And certainly learned a lot about spray painting while I did the first four. You know, where you can go wrong at the edges and stuff. But I would be happy to work with somebody. But I think the best thing would be for me to submit locations.
All right, we'll go from there.
You want to have her submit it to subcommittee?
It's fine, yeah.
Subcommittee, so we'll refer it back to subcommittee for her to...
There's a subcommittee meeting in 2 weeks, right? So that would get her going, yeah. Okay.
That good, everybody? Okay, good, perfect. Well,
thank you, Lisa.
You get a diagram of what you do. Yep, and then yep. So, and we'll have another meeting in 2 weeks. Which committee?
That Amy's.
Yep. All right. Okay, good. Excellent. Okay, 9 old business, no action. 10 executive session. A, 2 Factory Street. B, finance director. And C, appointment of fire marshal. Like, need a motion to go into executive session and invite corporation counsel, Linda Fusco, Gary Parker, Chick, and I think that's it. We'll do the fire marshal first so we can get those guys out of here, and then we'll tackle the other two after that.
So
made by Ron, is there a second?
Second.
Second, Sarah. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The time is now 8:36.
Okay, for the folks that are in the waiting on Zoom, I'll put you in the waiting room if you're not involved in this issue, and then when it's time, we'll bring you back into the meeting.
Jess will be
out. Yeah, Jess will stay in. Yeah, sorry. Yep. And I'll pause the tape, and then we'll start it when it's time to come back.
Perfect. Okay, I need a motion to come out of his executive session at 9:25. Do I have a motion? May I rise for a second?
Second, Sarah.
Second, Sarah. Any discussion? All in favor? 11 A, 2 Factory Street.
Correct. There's going to be 3 motions for your pleasure. The first motion is to approve the lease termination agreement for the 2 Factory Street property acquisition.
Motion made by George. There a second?
Second.
Second by Ron. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
The second motion for your consideration is a motion to authorize the relocation assistance agreement and authorize the mayor to sign the agreement for the 2 Factory Street property.
Motion made by George. There a second?
Second,
Sarah. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
The third motion for your consideration is a motion to authorize the mayor to sign and
motion to approve
the month-to-month license agreement and authorize the mayor to sign the agreement for the two Factory Street property.
Okay, motion made by George. Is there a second? Second by Rob. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. B, finance director, personnel negotiations.
The motion for your consideration is the motion to authorize the mayor to sign an employment agreement between Brian Hall and the city of Derby.
Motion made by George. Is there a second? Second by Rob. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
1 abstention, Sarah.
Motion carries. We're good, corporate counsel?
Yeah.
Okay. Ron?
Motion to adjourn at 9:27.
All right. Second?
Second.
Second, George. All in favor? Aye. Great job, guys.